This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This week, my colleagues here at The New Yorker are telling us about the books they're most excited to read this summer. And Doreen St. Felix writes about, well, she writes about a lot of things, including pop culture. Doreen, what book's on your mind lately?
A debut novel called Famous People by Justin Karitzkis.
What's it about?
So Famous People is a fake memoir about a fake pop star.
I'm liking it already.
So it's basically written as a stream of consciousness first draft of a memoir of this unnamed 22-year-old who has been famous since he was 12 years old. And he's kind of a heartbreaking narrator, this kid, because, you know, he's famous, he hasn't experienced the real world, and yet he's so desperate to understand what it is about him that his fans love so much. And he's totally naive. He doesn't understand what it is to be a normal person in the world because, you know, since he was a child, 12 years old, he's been pushed into the limelight. But he's starting to very slowly and then increasingly more profoundly as the book goes on, he's starting to realize how fame affects the people around him.
People are so mad at each other. People are taking life so seriously. People are losing hope. And I think, honestly, it's because people are so rooted in their own particular spot in the universe. But something happens to you when you're touring all around the world all the time. Something happens to you when you visit some country you've never heard of and you see your face on the side of a bus being used to sell some soda that you didn't even know existed. And you call up your people and you're like, yo, did we agree to this? And they tell you, yes, it was part of an overall deal with East Asia. Something happens. You realize how fucking tiny you are.
And it's the debut novel by somebody named Justin Karitzkis.
Yes.
Who is that?
So Justin Karitzkis is a playwright, and I've known his plays for a really long time. The last play of his that I saw in Brooklyn was called Asshole.
Did the ceiling come down on us? I think we're okay.
He also is a niche YouTube celebrity. He makes these really strange but deeply brilliant videos in which he uses Photo Booth, you know, that editing application. And essentially what he does is he creates these little skits, and it's just him in front of his computer. He uses Photo Booth to manipulate his body so he's able to play two characters at once. And the skits are absurd. They are surrealist. They're really strange. They're not like the kinds of videos that we've known YouTube celebrities to actually get famous for.
Sounds great.
And in addition to that, now Justin is a musician. He has released an album called Songs About My Wife. It's in the tradition of being a parody of pop music, but also actually is good pop music on its own. So because Famous People is so much about the artifice of celebrity, I thought it would be bizarre, but also fun to talk to Justin at a temple of celebrity strangeness, which is Madame Tussauds, obviously, in Times Square, New York. Madame Tussauds is one of the busiest attractions in Times Square, so in order to beat the crowd, I asked Justin, who I know for a fact is a late sleeper, to meet me there at 8 a.m.
What's up?
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
So happy to be here.
So we almost had the place to ourselves.
Have you been to one of these before?
This is my first time at any wax museum.
How much did you look up about wax museums and Madame Tussauds?
Oh, very little, because okay. I wanted to be surprised. And
I didn't want to know anything about what we were actually going to see, but I couldn't help just go to the Wikipedia page for Madame Tussauds, and I found out that she was like a... she was involved in the French Revolution.
Wow, what a monument to her important
work. She was a royalist sympathizer in the French Revolution. And what she was doing was that she would go around and make wax figures of famous victims of the Reign of Terror and, like, display them around, being like, look at what's happening. The first, according to Wikipedia at least, the first one she ever did was Voltaire.
And then from that, of course, comes Marilyn Monroe, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, right. And then it was, and then it was straight to Gaga and all of that. But yeah, I had always assumed that it
so
was
So it's really easy to make a satire on the subject of celebrities. But famous people, it's not quite a satire. I think that famous people is a work of real empathy. It seeks to access the interior of a young celebrity's mind. There are people who were kind of running through my mind as I read the novel, including Billie Eilish, who's 17 years old, you know, some of the SoundCloud rappers, and even Justin Bieber.
Is that going to be your next book, Justin?
That is the next, yeah.
Oh, wow. Look who we have here.
First on the stop.
So we are currently in the New Year's Eve exhibit at Madame Tussauds, staring at a kind of dead-eyed effigy of Justin Bieber. Were you thinking about Bieber?
I mean, I don't think it's like... The character's certainly not a stand-in for Bieber, but, you know, Bieber's one of those people who you just can't avoid. Even if you didn't want to know anything about Justin Bieber, you're gonna know a lot about Justin Bieber. And I guess that sort of like ubiquity of somebody like this and the fact that it's this guy, like with this look on his face, that this is the person we all have to follow and know about, disturbed me and intrigued me and was sort of, I don't know, I was trying to find some meaning in that and why it's this guy.
Right. And you mentioned the look on Bieber's face, which is kind of shockingly despondent. This wax statue, depressed by the massive fame that he's reached at the age of, you know, 17 years old. What's so interesting about celebrity in this era is, like, there's no honesty, right? There's a lot of layers distancing us from the famous person, what it is that they actually think. But your famous person is actually writing a memoir.
There was a part of me that needed to believe that there was something more going on there with somebody like Bieber or Selena Gomez or whoever, Miley Cyrus. Like, I'm so intimately involved in these people's lives against my will. Yeah, I kind of wanted to write into being the character that I needed these people to be so that I could continue being invested in their lives through no choice of my own.
I know Justin is being a writer, but there are thousands of people online who really only know Justin through his YouTube videos and have actually kind of developed a cult following of him. There are people who think that Justin is the funniest person online.
You can't handle my strongest potions. No one can. My strongest potions are fit for a beast, let alone a man. Potion seller, what do I have to tell you to get your potions? Why won't you trust me with your strongest potions, potion seller? I need them if I'm to be successful in the battle. I can't give you my strongest potions because my strongest potions are only for the strongest beings and you are of the weakest.
So I think the fact that we're still talking about this video years and years after Justin uploaded it to the internet speaks to how popular it is. It has, I think, right now, 5 million views on YouTube. There are subreddits. There are wikis about it. There exists a kind of person who lives online where if you just mention two words potion seller to them, they know exactly what you're talking about. And they might even be a scholar of Justin.
But what do you think about the intensity of fan worship, you know, in this era? You're someone who has a bit of a fandom yourself.
Yeah, I sort of became accidentally famous. You know, on YouTube all of a sudden I had to reconcile my feelings about my YouTube channel with the fact that for as long as I live, probably the vast majority of people who know me at all are going to know me for these videos I make with Photo Booth. And so if I die tomorrow, my obituary is going to say YouTuber Justin Karitzkis, who also wrote a book. you know, who also wrote some plays. But mostly it's going to lead with potion seller dies. And I sort of quickly became really okay with that. Again, out of necessity, because it was just like, well, there's nothing you can do to change it. You know, like, I can try all I want to change that, but there's nothing I can do today that's going to change that.
I think that Madame Tussaud, people really ridicule it, right? It seems like a very silly thing to give your time, your attention, and your money to. But then you come face to face with some of these wax figures and you immediately understand why it is that people make this pilgrimage. I think of people like my mother, who is a very religious person and takes, you know, the statues that she has of religious figures, saints, like very seriously. They're not relics, right? They don't contain any element or scrap of that person's physical form, but they are representations of the form. And I think that a lot of the people who are drawn to Madame Tussaud are people who think that even if like their rational brain is telling them differently, when they come across these statues, they do feel like they're making a connection.
Larry King is very realistic.
He's like slightly bent over in a Larry avuncular way. Anderson Cooper looking incredibly handsome, trim.
Yeah. He looks... Who's the... Oh, this is Madame Tussaud.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is very meta, but it's a statue of her, and she's holding a bust of a very important-looking man's head, I'd say.
Yeah.
And what's... I mean, it's, like, kind of beautiful when you think about it.
It is really beautiful. Like, look at the pride she has...
In her work.
In her work.
I think, obviously, we are in the campiest place on Earth, but... It's nice that people find ways to kind of, like, build monuments to individuals that mean something to them.
Totally. I think it's also, like, it's kind of emblematic of a lot of what we're talking about with pop and, like, the status of pop musicians as artists. Because, like, on the one hand, yes, this is, like, a multi, I'm assuming, billion-dollar tourist attraction that's all over the world. But in another sense, Madame Tussaud is one of the most successful artists of all time. Like, we're standing in a monument to this woman's art, like the art that she popularized an entire genre. And I don't think that's anything to shake a stick at. Like, she has a whole factory, you know, in the way that, like, the Renaissance guys would have, like, a whole factory of people making their work for them. Hers is ongoing. And, like, it looks like it's going to go on forever.
As long as we have celebrities.
As long as we have celebrities. And there's, like, different regional varieties of it, you know? Like, in Dubai, I'm sure they have celebrities that we don't know about.
Even though we got a baby, still got time to get crazy. When the baby's asleep, I'm a father, you're a mother, still got time to be.
The debut novel by Justin Karitzkis is called Famous People. And his pop album, because of course he has a pop album too, is called Songs About My Wife. He met up with Doreen St. Felix at Madame Tussaud's in New York.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.